where the party at, turn it to the beat. It's the driving fire, time to hit the streets. It's PA, listen to him speak. It's PA on the afternoon creep. It's PA with food for ears to eat. It's PA on 103 to beat. Who got local, national, world news? Who got exclusive music and interviews?
Inside the driving 5507 in the city, the DJ Q89 Toys for Kids is going on to 6 o'clock. Thanks to all the people who dropped by Toys here at the Mason Wright Media Center, 1877 Peck Street. Right before you get to Lathan, block over from Lathan on your left hand side. It's a one way street. Mm-hmm. On the left hand side, a brown brick building. As promised, Charles Fair from the NBA Journal's on the phone line had the front page of NBA Journal. A black man, Amore John Hanson, was the first black president of the United States, according to the NBA Journal. Charles, how you doing today, brother? How you doing?
Very good.
Glad to have you on radio. Now, tell us about this, the front page of John Hanson.
John Hanson was the first president of the United States and a black person and a well-educated black man and very wealthy and also a Moor. And he was the president of the United States from 1781 to 1782. We won our independence in 1776. So therefore, he formed the first government in 1781. On a one-year term. And he also created the Thanksgiving holiday. He gave 800 pounds of silver to the Army because the Army funds were very low because of the Revolutionary War. So he played a big part in developing the United States of America.
Now, where did he document it? How can we find this, like, information on this?
Where can you find the information?
It's like the documents to say all this about John Hanson. Because, I didn't hear nothing about this until Obama ran for president. All of a sudden, we start hearing that he was not the first black president.
You get documents from the books, from Jefferson Wilson, Congress Dynamics. You can take that book and look at that one.
What's the name of it again?
Jefferson White Congressional Dynamics, and you'll find a lot of information in that book there.
Jefferson.
Yeah.
Right. Dynamics. Now, some people like John Hope Franklin, who's probably one of the most thoroughly researched historian, in all his books that he's written. Why do you think he probably never mentioned anything like that?
I really don't have any idea why he didn't mention about John Hanson. Barack Obama has graduated from top of his class and from Harvard University, and he really specialized in constitutional law.
Now, who's that?
Barack Obama.
Oh, he mentioned it? President Obama mentioned it?
He never mentioned it. So.
Oh, okay.
For what reason, I don't know. But that'd be a good question to ask.
I'm still trying to find those definitive proof, because one thing is the picture. The picture is from 1781,
right.
And
I don't know whether or not that picture was taken in 1781, but he was the president from 1781 to 1782. There were six other presidents that served 1 year on the Articles of the Confederation, and George Washington was the eighth president of the United States in the Constitution.
So even though black people was three-fifths of a man in 1781, this guy was allowed to be over the Continental Congress.
Well, I think they look at his leadership. He has great leadership, and plus he's a worthy person. And we sometimes, many people in this country think all black people during that time came here as slaves. We have very little understanding of African history. We have a great university called Timbuktu that produced many well-educated Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And all Africans were not poor, very well-educated. When they brought the Africans to this country for agriculture and to build buildings, railroads, they were not ignorant. They were very, very, very intelligent people. But most people came under the ideology of capitalism, which is a system that has only allegiance to capital. And that's their main purpose, and we buy into that. And every African didn't buy into that type of ideology. There were people like Nick Turner, Daisy Virtue. They all fought and rebelled, but all that was not down in history.
But you find documentation of Annette Turner. That's documented. You find the resurrections. I think that's well documented.
You'll find that, but it's not very. They're not very popular. I mean, it's not like, for instance, Harry Tubman was more popular than Nick Turner, and Dan Marvarsi. But those people were, you know, real revolutionary.
So people like Carter G. Woodson, and I read his books. He's the godfather of black history.
Mm-hmm.
He never mentioned this guy.
Well, I don't know for sure whether or not he mentioned him or not, but maybe not. But this is very factual information.
Well, I would like can you get us the documents on that? Because I got a professor coming up who's probably going to say something different. It's probably going to say something different. I wanted to get the documents. I would love. History is something that we pride ourselves on knowing. We want to know history, and we don't want to make Irvin miss history because we got too much good history to put out there. We got stuff that we haven't even extracted yet that is good history from where we come from. And so I've been trying my hardest just to get some documents about this John Hanson. I cannot find it. I've been to the Harvard Archives. I've read plenty of historian books. Even did the census check. And, you know, I find a white man named John Hanson in 1781. And you know what I find about the name of John Hanson? It's somebody from Liberia who was a senator. And when you go to the country of Liberia, the same picture that's been used in America as a Moor is the same image of a senator in the country of Liberia in the late 1800s.
And you know what also is funny about that is that picture looks like a photograph,
right?
Not a drawing.
That's another thing that y'all want to get. Yeah.
And the actual first photograph ever really taken that is documented, according to Wikipedia, is in 1817.
You can look at George Washington picture.
Right.
George Washington picture is not a photograph.
It's a drawing.
It's a drawing.
Right. An image of him drawing.
So do we know how this picture came by, Mr. Fair?
No, I never investigated that, how the picture came about. But It looks real to me.
I mean, it's a real picture. It is. I mean, that we do know. It is a real picture. Liberia, the country of Liberia, says this is their senator from the late 1800s. Unless this guy lived to be 150 years old. Liberia is saying this is a picture that's been used as a black man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I would love to see these documents.
Say it again. They said Liberia said that was their picture from Liberia.
Yes,
they say that that's their picture from a senator that was taken from the United States to Liberia when they were shipping blacks out of
America. United,
out of America back to Africa, or back to, I guess, a country that they chose to go to or whatever and stuff, or wherever the ships were going. And this guy this is a Polaroid picture of this guy. When you look at the history of cameras and Polaroids and things of that nature and stuff, the Polaroid camera, and they only made one successful Polaroid in 1817. 1826, he made his first permanent camera photograph in 1826 by coating a pewter plate with bitum and exposing the plate in this camera. So you're talking almost 100-150 years later, because this is an actual picture. This ain't a drawing. There's no photographs of George Washington. There's no photographs of
John Adams.
There's no photographs of a whole lot of people back in those days, especially the 1700s. I think the first photograph ever seen of a president, and I think it was Abraham Lincoln. I'm not sure. But
anyway, can you please get us the document? I would love to see those documents.
Oh yeah, I won't have a problem giving you the document.
Because this will show us that maybe George Washington was not getting the Class A service, and when he was president, that John Hanson was getting better service than he were, in a country that still had black people enslaved.
Yeah, well, see what I don't know how old John Hanson was when this picture was taken, but as you can see, that he was a well-dressed man.
Yeah,
he'd be a very intelligent person, and also a very wealthy person.
Okay.
Pardon me?
No, I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Please. Yeah. That's something. I think about Richard Allen, started the AME Church. He never mentioned it. Prince Hall, very active in those times. All these people doing that same time.
Yes.
Prince Hall.
Absalom Jones.
They never mentioned this.
You know, people of that nature and stuff. And Prince Hall was a guy who started school back in those times. Hospital for Blacks. Also Absalom Jones, AME Church. And these people. And I've done extensive research on all of those guys just because I am a Prince Hall Mason. I wanted to know who we were named after and stuff, and in all the books I've ever read, you know, whether they, for the right or for the left of it, never mentioned this guy.
Leroy Bennett didn't mention it before the Mayflower, the history of black America. But so I'm trying to, do you know a book where this is written in, Mr. Child?
Yes, I do. I have some books, some reference books that you can look up and check it out. His grandson promoted John Hanson as the first president of the United States with a statue in Cesare Hall in the United States Capitol. So you can check that out, too.
What's the name of the book?
I'm saying that. Well, I could give you a few books that you can have reference to.
Okay.
All right. One of them is Jefferson and Wilson, Congressional Dynamics. They have a lot of different articles on him in that book.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with us so our listeners can do their research? Because people have been talking about this, and I'm like, you know, that's maybe I can learn something today. It was something that I didn't know about.
John Alexander. He wrote about him. Richard Morris. And the Forgiving of the Union. There's a lot of different books that were written, you know, that had some parts, some pieces of his time when he was a president of the United States.
Now,
he also mentioned the six other presidents that followed John Hanson. And so George Washington was the eighth president on the Constitution. You know, we had our Grand Commission in 1787, but nevertheless, by the United States being independent in 1776, 5 years later, after the first government was formed, John Hanson became the first president of the United States of America for 1 year.
All right.
And on the Articles of Confederation, they were only allowed to serve 1 year. And within no 1 year term, they had to wait 3 more years later in order to run again.
So what does this say about the slavery that was going on? What does it say?
You know, it didn't mention anything about slavery too much because really the United States was so busy fighting the British, you know, in the Revolutionary War.
So a black man was more interested in fighting the British than freeing the slaves in the South.
There wasn't really a lot of slavery going on back then. See, when they had slaves, they put them for the growth of America. They had slaves after, a long time after, to enhance wealth because this was a young nation. On the capitalist ideology, they killed a lot of Indians and took their land and justified it by saying they were savages. But they had millions and millions of acres of land that they took from the Indians. But the Indians couldn't work the land. They died out because of diseases from the Europeans. So they brought in the Africans, whereas all Africans were not slaves. They also brought in whites, too, from Europe. They were indentured servants. So they served 7 years, and they were free.
I got Professor Manpin on the phone line. Professor, 1 second, okay? You're live on radio, so I can't mute your line. But I want this the newspaper guy to finish up that he's getting ready to say before I come to you. I'm just letting you know whatever you say is going to be live on radio. Mr. Fair, can you finish off the last segment there?
Pardon me?
Can you finish off the last part you were saying?
Oh, yeah. I was saying that all Africans who came to America were not slaves. And the Europeans were slaves. They were indentured servants. There were some well-to-do people from Africa. You know, one of the famous colleges in Africa was Timbuktu.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the idea that all Africans were slaves.
Oh, no. I think people know that. There were people who were free during that time.
Why they were so shocked. And for what country he came from, I don't know, because his last name is Hanson. And that don't seem like an African name, so I have not done any research on his last name.
Can you tune in? Because I got Professor Ampin who's going to talk on this subject too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can email me those books that you mentioned, I would like to get those.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for this least thought provoking topic. You started off, Mr. Fair.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it.